Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
We say hello and welcome in, listeners, now at 98.9 Rock, Kansas City's rock station, also 96.5 WCMF, Rochester's classic rock, and our friends at Z-Rock 103 in Lexington, Kentucky. Big show for you today as we have our friends from the Fisher House stopping by to talk about all the good that they do and about Men's Room Red Festival. The word helps you with the latest in teen slang. And our question today, as we have the story of a Reddit thread that's going viral about a woman who showed up at a Pennsylvania wedding. But she brought 10 Tupperware containers. They barely knew the couple.
Mm-hmm.
They filled them all up with food and left before the buffet even ended. Not only that, they left $5 as a wedding gift. The story here of a Florida man, I'll give it to you quick. Florida man arrested after slapping his girlfriend in the face with a cheeseburger. The Martin County Sheriff's Office said things between the 30-year-old man, Kyle Jones, and his girlfriend escalated when he did not get his way. Deputies were called to his home by his living girlfriend. They found remnants of the cheeseburger splattered throughout the living room. They said that Jones's girlfriend told deputies that Jones abruptly woke her up by slapping her in the face with said cheeseburger.
She got beef slapped.
The victim said the attack continued as Jones pulled her hair and kicked her down the stairs.
Jeez.
Yes. So our question, how does food figure into the story? 844-999-OLA.
And who could forget the story of the man, a few months ago, who dipped his testicles into the woman's salsa on the delivery order?
That's, yes. Mm-hmm.
He didn't even work for the company delivering. He was a friend of the delivery driver and for whatever reason decided to drop his testicles in her salsa. The problem is she did not know until the next day.
Not to the severity, but there was also the story about the milkshake. The guy who was drinking the milkshake. There was also the story about
the milkshake. What was he doing with the milkshake?
Delivery driver got busted just sipping on the dude's milkshake. Then there was the one about the guy who was like in the bag eating the fries. That's why I have the no fry rule. You can't open the bag because somebody's going to eat all your fries. So he was doing that.
Yeah. But he's a delivery driver?
Really? Yeah. That's not that bad to me. The delivery guy or poached a couple fries.
No.
I don't know, man.
I bought Mike a bag of chips and then demanded he pay a tax of 4 chips.
That's fair.
What kind of chips?
But you didn't already have the bag open to say,
hey. Salsitas?
Those are good. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's like the salsa's already in the chip, Miles.
They're very good.
It would have been a different story if you'd walked up to Mike with the bag of chips. You were currently chewing on your tax and explained to him, I've opened your bag for you and taken my payment. You offered him the bag. Look, if a delivery driver came up and said, hey, man, I got to be honest with you. I was smelling those fries the whole drive up. I'd be like, brother, dip your hands in. Get some goodness.
I draw the line is you can't take a piece of pizza. But if there's a pepperoni missing, all right.
Yeah, okay. Oh, tell us
wait
a story.
Minute. You order your pizza. Wait, let me get this straight. You've ordered a pizza.
Yeah.
And when you open it up in your home, there's clearly a pepperoni missing. The little grease remnant of it is still there. Like, you're okay with that.
I think I'm just so excited to see the pizza.
We've had pizza delivered here with a piece missing, believe it or not. Honest to God. Tell us a story about the,
All right, so there's a place.
About the fondue.
Right, a fondue place, right? So you know what's, it's a place, God, man, I'm getting way off track here. You got me on that one. Sorry. Wait a minute. All right. So if you've been, for the record, I've been in like 20 some weddings, been to like 30 some weddings.
It is unbelievable. Right?
But I've been in a lot of them. So number one. Cost extra money, so I got to rent a tux and this and that. And then, so somebody said, hey, we're getting everybody together who's in the wedding to meet each other. Because you haven't met all these people. So I said, okay. So we go to this fancy fondue place, right? So we're sitting there. It's kind of awkward. Like, I don't know half the people. So then I go to order something, and the guy goes, is it just you? And I go, yeah. And he goes, well, you can't order that. That's for two.
Oh, gosh.
It's like, I don't know, man. I just want that combination of stuff.
Would he do it?
No. Can you imagine? It's a private room. Is it just you? Yeah. Well, no. That's for two people.
But you still have to pay it, right?
I mean, yes. Jesse was terribly awkward.
But he wouldn't do it.
No.
So what did he bring you?
I don't know. I just panicked. And then when he left, everybody's like, yeah, that was weird. How do you think I felt?
Right.
You guys all enjoying your relationships and the meals you want?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, sometimes those dinner things that are gimmicky are just weird. Like, I enjoy some of them. I don't mind Japanese steakhouse. Flipping the shrimp and all that stuff. Okay,
no!
I get it.
No!
I'm with Miles.
No!
Here's my only
rule. I don't mind it.
If I'm paying that much, I ain't cooking it.
Right. That's the thing with fondue.
Yes.
And the Japanese steak. Look, my kids now love the Japanese steakhouse specifically because there is a guy cracking bad jokes and flipping crap.
Yeah.
And lighting onions on fire.
Making fire and stuff like that. Sure.
In the end, when they're done and it's... And you get that, like, look, man, it's me. You know how I am. I just want to be left alone. And, man, I just want my food, right? That's why I'm here. And I'm here because the kids want to be here because they like watching you do this crap. So when you want to flip a shrimp to someone, please do not volunteer me in our social seating situation of 20 people gathered around. But you can't be the guy that says, like, no, because then you're an a-hole. You know, the kids. And I'm like, I don't want you to flip a shrimp into my mouth off of your spatula. I don't think I'm asking too much, man.
Sure.
I just want to eat. And then the food is always okay. So you're just there to watch this guy
do
the crap.
It's a little more expensive.
I'm an adult. I don't care. It's like Chuck E. Cheese, man. I don't care if his band's playing. Right?
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Well,
that's what this guy is. If the rap's not playing, I ain't going to Chuck E. Cheese. And also, if you want to pay for it, I'll gladly be your human seal and eat all the shrimp they want to flip in my mouth.
Oh, I don't mind that either.
Your kids will be like, this guy's unbelievable.
Okay. And there's a certain level to
go
this.
Go deep.
See, to me, that's an acceptable level. I don't take it much farther. Rainforest Cafe.
Jeez.
When my kids were, okay, look, I know they have the animals moving and the rah,
I did not know that. I did not know that, man. And there was one outside of our old work. I did not know the animals moved. I had never been there. We jokingly went in, sat down, got whatever burger, and then I noticed other animals on the other side of the restaurant started moving.
Mm-hmm.
Then they also, but there was this huge ass gorilla behind me, scared to live in Jesus.
Sure.
I had no idea these things.
And they move, and they look really realistic.
I've been to four of them in four different cities. I love them.
Are you for real?
I swear to God.
What do you get?
Usually like wings and a sandwich.
All right, perfect.
Well, you got to get the giant frozen drink because then you can keep that cup. Yeah.
Now, that is my list. That is my ceiling, that as far as I'm going over. Like, the luau, never again. Not doing that. And I'll tell you what else I'm never doing. And this would be the antichrist to my existence. This would absolutely drive me absolutely just bat-ass insane.
What's that?
Medieval times. I know
if I'm taking it. We gotta go.
I know if I had to sit there and watch these idiots joust while eating a turkey leg. And not being able to leave would just drive me absolutely insane.
I say we do it. I say we do it.
It would drive me nuts.
I've never been. Have you been to one of those things?
No, I haven't been to one of those.
I've never been to one.
I will say turkey legs, though, overall always disappoint me.
No, they're not great. You see one at a festival.
No, it's a turkey leg, man.
Like, that looks all right. But no, it's not.
It's just big. It looks good, and it's big, and you know it's not good. I call it the combos trap, all right? So I don't know what it is. I don't like combos. But every time I'm at the airport, if I see combos, I buy combos because I keep telling myself this time
it's going to taste like pizza every time.
And I tell myself, and I know I'm wrong. And I say, you know, man, this time's going to be different. And I open them and the disappointment is instant. And I don't understand why I keep doing it. I've been doing this for the last 30 years of my life. For 30 years, I've hated combos and they've never tasted better.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I see them, specifically at the airport, I buy the thing.
Yeah.
Don't do that with the turkey leg, man. You eat turkey at least once a year, maybe twice, right? It tastes the same all the freaking time. I know it looks good, but in the end, it's a turkey leg. Don't go into the combos vortex, brother.
Ted, here's your cheap butter maker. It's called MagicalButter.com. Now, they've got really, like, expensive ones, but this one, you just set it and forget it. 1 hour, 2 hours.
What am I making with this?
You're making weed butter.
But, I mean, what else? What are they legally selling it for?
If I want to make my own oil? It's magical butter.
Who does that, though? Like, so if I want to make olive oil, you're telling I'm going to go out and buy a bunch of olives.
No. You're not making the olive oil. You're putting the olive oil into this unit and infusing it with chemicals.
Oh, it's an infuser.
It's an infuser.
All right. Okay.
So, you know, you can use any type of oil you want. That way, when you're cooking with the marijuana, you know what I mean? Whatever the recipe calls for, if it's olive oil instead of just using butter in your spaghetti.
All right.
Our question, how does food figure into the story? 844-999-OLO.
I thought, like, you dropped your crap in there. I don't know. You said it. You get up the next day, and it's made oil.
Ooh, look at those big nugs.
Yeah, you just throw some peanuts in the next day. Boom.
That's what I would have done. But this thing doesn't work. Hello, Jake. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hello, Jake.
Ames gone.
Oh, there he is.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, how we doing?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm okay. You know, it's my Friday.
Wonderful. We'll make it our Friday, too, then.
Okay. All right.
So what is the food story?
So I'll get into it. So I kind of called because the story that you said was a lot like what happened to me, except for I didn't beat my girlfriend afterwards. But we got into a little kind of like argument while we're eating food, and she knocked my food down. Like I had like nuggets or something.
Nuggets.
I was eating a cheeseburger, so I threw it right at her. Hit her right in the face, and I remember her like screaming and yelling at me, and then I think if I remember correctly afterwards I still ate it, so it ended better than I guess the story you said.
Are you still with this woman?
Yeah, so yeah, going on 8 years now.
Okay.
How recent was the cheeseburger to the grill?
Oh god, this was a while ago now. I think at least 4 years ago now. Maybe it's been some time.
Well, has she ever slapped the nuggets off your plate? That just sounds terrible, man. Like I'm trying to eat nuggets.
Yeah, I know.
She has. I mess with her a little bit, so I think I probably deserve everything she does to me.
Okay.
All right. Well, you've been together 8 years. I don't know.
Yeah, at this point, I guess we both don't care.
The only difference is you didn't drag her down the steps by the head or whatever. The guy that
That's a huge difference.
That really does make a difference. We're you understand why now why she called 911 instead of just getting slapped with a cheeseburger. How does the food figure into the story? 844-999-OLA.
I told you I threw chicken at my brother once in the street.
Raw?
What kind of chicken?
It was cooked.
Fried?
What do you got? Barbecue chicken.
Barbecue chicken.
Was it off the grill?
No, it was out of a crock pot with barbecue sauce, and there was a plate of rice. We got into some stupid fight. It got out to the street, then I just threw the whole thing up.
You threw the plate?
Yeah.
Oh! I
threw the food, and I kind of held on to the plate. Then I threw the plate.
Did you throw the plate frisbee style?
Yeah.
I'm just saying that because as you were reliving it, I saw your wrist
with
drop
the
down.
Spinning chicken on it.
Jesus. Hey, look, it's not funny. It ends up with him, like, this forearm in my throat, like, has me jacked it, like, are you done now, Ted? Like, all
right. Your kids, right?
Yeah, he's like 20, okay. I'm like 13. Oh, I just ended like, my mom's out of town. It's just me, him, and my dad. It's like, this is the day to take him. I'll throw chicken at him. Right? Narrator, it was not the day to take him.
Soon he learned.
Who's the principal?
Right?
How does food figure into the story? 844-999-OLA. More your calls coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Here's a bizarre interview out of Deadspin. I'll just give you a couple of it, a couple of excerpts. Alex is a 43-year-old San Franciscan who works in the financial sector. He also eagerly eats uneaten and untouched leftover food off of plates if he spots it out in the open at a public dining establishment, even if it's off a stranger's plate.
It only gets weirder.
He forages in an urban setting, you might say. So Deadspin got a chance to sit down and talk with Alex. Here's the question they asked. I was told by a friend, you enjoy eating leftover food at restaurants that has not been cleared off of tables yet. Is this true? Alex says it's not necessarily about like hunger. Have you ever heard of the Swan Oyster Depot? It's an old school lunch counter where you can get fresh fish the same way for like 80 years. So I met this girl and I took her to this place and we're sitting there waiting in line for like 30 minutes to get in. The scene of people ahead of us had ordered sashimi. They had eaten some, but had left a bunch of it out. So we're kind of hungry. It's the morning. It's just going to be thrown away. So I didn't ask her anything. I just went up and grabbed it and popped one in my mouth. And I was like to the girl I was with, you want one? She's like, hell no, that's someone else's food. I was like, well, yeah, but they didn't touch it. It's perfectly good, and we're going to end up ordering the same thing. It's not a bowl of yogurt. It's just a piece of fish that's sitting there. She was against it.
What a sales pitch.
So I popped another one in my mouth. This goes on for about 30 or 40 more questions.
Mm-hmm.
Basically the same scenarios every single time. It's amazing.
He said he now has more of a technique. So that was his first time. He goes on to explain his techniques changed a little bit where he says, look, I don't just walk up and take stuff off of people's plate. I wouldn't do it if it's a family. But if you're clearly done eating, he will walk up to people and say, hey, do you mind if I have whatever it might be? He gets his load, somebody doesn't care. Or if he sees a waiter walking by with a cleared plate and they're headed back to the kitchen, he'll ask if he can finish whatever it is he wants on the plate. Again, now that said, if you've taken a bite of a sandwich, he won't finish that sandwich. Right?
All right.
So he won't eat stuff that you've partially eaten. But if you ate 10 out of your 12 chicken wings, if he sees the waiter walking by, he'll stop him after the two chicken wings and eat.
I ate chicken wings off somebody else's room service at a hotel.
Wait a minute. What? So they'd already eaten. They put their tray back out on the floor.
Correct.
And now, did you lift up the silver platter to see what was inside?
Yeah. And then, I had a fake ID. I was somewhere. I'd gotten into a bar. The other person I was with did not. So when I went back, he was like, just go ahead in and have fun. I was like, all right. So I did. And then I got back to the hotel room, and like the room was like, either way, I went out there. I checked like three or four, and I found one that had
you went down.
Yeah, not down the hall, but kind of walking. Just walking back. So yeah, I ate them.
Were they good?
That's the sad part. As I remember it, they were awesome.
Oh yeah,
you should have ordered some when you get back to the room.
It was like 3 a.m.
All right.
How many wings did they have left about?
I'd say that I was drunk. I was 19, but I want to say 4 or 5.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
How does food figure into the story? 844-999.
Just when he said the guy would eat two chicken wings, and I'm thinking, like, chicken wings are a shared food. Like, I guess I would eat them. I would eat them too.
Obviously, yeah. You would.
Okay.
Yeah. After the domes. On room service and then ate them. We know you would.
Oh, man.
I was promised that something would be open late night. It was not.
I like that it was like the third or fourth one you checked.
Yeah.
Oh. How does food figure into the story? 844-999-0.
Miles, you brought up earlier, we were just talking about the gimmicky restaurants. Yeah. We have kind of a scale.
With the luau.
The luau.
And then we moved on to fondue. And then from there, we brought up
Japanese steakhouse.
And then from there, I went to Rainforest Cafe. And then Medieval Times.
Medieval Times was like, we believe the limit. But some comments came in.
I'm not going to Medieval
in.
Times.
Listen, the comments came in. All right. I've never been to Medieval Times. That said, I have no urge to go to Medieval Times. But anyway, comment says, go to Medieval Times. It's awesome. Guaranteeing you leave without a voice. I've been to Medieval Times. It rules. Medieval Times is a great place to go. The food is good. The show is fun. Only problem is there's none close to where we are. I guess California.
California.
Might have the closest.
All right.
Let's see.
One of some of our California listeners have actually gone. I know there's one in Anne Arundel County at the Rundle Mills Mall.
Yeah. Oh, it's 3,000 miles away. It's convenient. Yeah. It says, I've been to the medieval jousting thing at the Excalibur in Vegas. It sucked ass. They bring you greasy-ass game hen. And someone else says, I went to the Tournament of Kings in Vegas, just like Medieval Times. It was an awesome experience, dinner theater at its best.
Okay. Maybe
what
I'm
is,
just not.
All right.
Okay, we were talking. Okay, how about this?
Is that what dinner theater is?
What about the thing where you get on the train and they feed you dinner, and then there's someone killed somebody on the train? It's like a murder mystery train.
Do they actually do those?
Yes.
A murder mystery dinner?
Yeah, they do.
They do.
When do you do it?
I'm telling you, it's right there with the Medieval Times thing. I'm not sure. It's like getting locked into a safe room. I'm not sure if I'm down with this yet.
Look, it's not my cup of tea, but if she wants to do it, I'm sure we'll do it.
the only way I can imagine
me on there is if a girl I was dating is like, I want to do
it. We know how that works. That's why you listen to Def Leppard.
You don't have to tell me you're down, Mike. I know you went on the murder mystery
train. Would you go on the murder mystery train?
It's Mr. Escape Room.
I know, different. Because you're not eating dinner in the escape room.
You would do all this for the sake of your girlfriend, right? Or is this something that you enjoy?
Oh, I'd do it myself. Yeah,
you would
I'd be happy to bring her along, but yeah, I'm 100% down.
But the murder mystery, like you're eating dinner on a train, and then it gets interrupted because somebody is fake dead, and to me that disrupts my dinner, and I'm with a bunch of other people.
Like, no, man, that's dinner theater. I'm in 100%.
Really?
Yes.
Would you do Medieval Times?
Yes, you would. Yes.
Medieval Times. I try.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You would do Medieval Times before you do the murder. I would rather do the murder mystery train thing, I think, than Medieval Times.
So have you ever done a dinner theater?
No, I have not, but I would be so down.
How do you know? It's like,
Robin,
like,
can we organize a men's room dinner theater?
No, it sucks.
We need to do a tour.
It's not that cool.
We need to do a tour.
How's it not cool?
I'll bet you $10. The first one you go on, you'll come back and you go, man, I'm sorry I doubted your genius.
I will take that bet.
It was terrible.
I will take that bet. If it's a murder mystery, I am down.
I'm going to have to ride the wave of Mike's enthusiasm.
Why can't the food just speak for itself? Why do we need a gimmick on this? Why do we need to boil it, flip it, fire it? You know what I mean? Like,
I think we need to do a men's room dinner theater tour. We need to hit up a Medieval Times, right? We need to do a murder mystery train. We have to suffer through Rainforest Cafe. Ted, I know you're down. Sorry, man.
Don't phrase it that way.
A Japanese steakhouse, which I hate. Right? Oh. We need to do...
You want a show at dinner? Order fajitas.
Here's the problem, Miles. Right? Miles, here's the problem, is that you're going to a movie theater and saying, why doesn't the popcorn speak for itself? It's not about the popcorn, man. It's about the movie theater.
But it's called
theater.
Dinner. Ooh, theater. Although I do like the analogy. Credit for that.
Yeah. But there's good food.
There's
like
real butter here.
I mean, you can eat at a stadium, but you still go for the sport.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but I'm not there for dinner. It's like, where'd you go to dinner last night? Seahawks game.
Nobody's screaming.
I went to the game, and I ended up getting a men's room sausage. You know what I mean? Like that's
nobody's springing this on you, though, Miles. You're not going down to like the claim jumper, and then all of a sudden, boom, somebody got shot. You go in there expecting.
But that would be awesome. See, now that is real.
Hey, there's a murder mystery dinner on Groupon for about $30.
Oh, no.
We got to do it. You gotta do it. I've never done it.
What is it like? I'm playing the board game Clue while I'm eating like chicken? Is
kind
that,
of.
Yeah. Is that it?
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. But now, all right, but are you involved in it? Like they say, all right, someone's been murdered, right? Okay. Can I finish eating? Do I have to help you figure out who it was? Or can I just say like, hey, man.
Well, if they told you ahead of time, it wouldn't be a mystery.
Well, I'm not saying. No, what I'm saying is once they freak out. Shut up, man. Once they freak out.
See, like on the murder mystery train, you're on the train.
But can I just keep eating? I understand everyone else.
No, you have to be involved. You can't just sit there and not be a part of all this. That's the sucky
part. But if I were on a train and someone legitimately were murdered and I didn't do it and I wasn't killed, I would finish my dinner. Like, I'm not... I just want to eat, man. Like, you have to be involved in the dinner theater thing if you go...
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, can you stay in the car and be like, I'm just going to eat my food?
Like, I'm just going to eat. You know what I mean? Like, I'm here for the... I don't know if that's right. I just don't know, right?
I would think it's more like there's an hour for dinner, there's an hour to solve the mystery.
Okay.
Okay, I can work in that window. All right. How does food figure into the story? 844-999-OLA. And you can keep drinking the whole time if you want, right?
I don't know. This is my theory on how it works.
Luau is very difficult to get a beverage.
You know, that would go a long way, honestly. Like anything, man. If you can't have a beer, as an adult, if you can't just have a beer with you while you're doing something else, it's no fun. Like, if you're going to mow the lawn, you're probably going to have a beer.
Yeah.
If you're working outside, you're going to have a beer. When your father worked on his car, he was drinking a beer. You watch a football game, you drink a beer. It's just, it's the one small detail that I would hope they don't overlook.
Right.
Everything's a little better with a beer. Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Yeah, you're part of the murder mystery dinner. Just read it here.
So I took my daughter out to dinner at the Pike Place Market. And we were walking back up Pike Street, and there's about a 20-story condo apartment building.
You don't say. And
which way? 360? Everywhere you looked?
Yeah.
Yes. We're aware.
Yeah. And so an older couple was walking towards us. We were heading east. They were heading west. And just as we passed each other, we heard this huge explosion. And I thought someone was shooting. Turned out that someone from the top floor threw a whole cooked turkey out of the window.
Must have been on fire.
And it landed right between us.
Wait a minute. You're walking down the street in a major metropolitan city in downtown, and it's full of cooked turkey.
So I looked up and I could see two people up there laughing.
You mean they threw it out on purpose, what, trying to hit you, do you think, or just trying to scare you?
I have no idea, because it probably would have killed either us or the older couple if it hit us.
Yeah. So you called the cops, and what, did they get them out of there?
No, they said they couldn't do anything.
Wait a minute. What do you mean you couldn't do anything? They dropped
them. They said, we don't, you can't I positively identify who it was, so we can't do anything.
All right. I guess.
Did anybody eat the turkey?
Did it look like a decent turkey?
Well, the leg looked pretty good. There was one leg left whole, and it looked pretty good.
Okay.
So it looks like they did a good job. All right, so most of the
turkey... Wait, hold on. Was this around Thanksgiving?
No, it was around August.
This is the strangest part of this.
Who eats
turkey in August? In August, it's 85 degrees in Seattle. It's squelching hot. The last thing you want to do is, you know, invite 10 of your friends over for a 13-pound turkey.
I don't know, outside of Thanksgiving, Christmas, possibly Easter, that I've ever sat down at a table and the main course was a fully cooked turkey.
I don't even know if you can buy one.
I've done it a couple times because, like...
Not deep fried. Oh, no.
It's my brother won one when he was working at UPS.
You want a turkey?
Wait, what? Yeah. So we had it in the freezer for like months. It was like, all right, let's cook it.
Okay. Well, that makes
and then
sense.
I want to say, Miles, I ate a turkey with you once because it was just like, was it past the holidays? Like, you were like, dude, I got to cook this turkey.
Probably. Yeah. I mean, if I had it.
I feel like it was the springtime we were eating turkey.
Yeah.
Maybe and you so. Beer butted. It was delicious.
How does food figure into the story? 844-999-OLO.
Turkey wings are very hard to do. Now, if you can do them correctly...
They're very good.
They're awesome.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
They can't be... Here's the deal with turkey wings.
You just do them like you would turkey do chicken wings.
Turkey wings are always overcooked on the turkey because they cook faster and they cook first. So you have to wait for the breast to cook. And in that time, you basically dry them out.
Because it looks like a little...
Tough. They're not crispy, but if you just take
turkeys
individual
look like legless,
wings,
legless silo,
and cook them, and then pull them out, you know, an hour or hour and a half or two hours before, eat them.
Right, and like if you go to a place that specializes in turkey wings, they're not cooking whole turkeys back then. It's just a pan with like a bunch of huge ass turkey legs.
And then are you talking like buffalo chicken or just they're just cooked?
Sometimes they're grilled or whatever. Basically, it's
like chicken wings. There's 8,000 different varieties, right? So, like with the turkey wings, are they all from the same thing, or is it just the turkey?
Yeah, anytime I've had it, it's just been like the standard. It usually's got like some gravy on it or something. Like that. But they just cook
them. Two.
Yeah, exactly. And they cook, and it comes with like potatoes and some greens, something like that.
I don't know, deep fry those bad boys and do it like chicken wing style. I bet you'll be tremendous.
Yeah, I'm telling you that it's tough to do.
Yeah, it's good though. How does food figure into the story? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Adam. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola,
Adam.
How you guys doing?
Oh, terrible. I got that rash again. How you doing, man?
How's,
is your sister still whoring around, or she settled down?
She settled down, man.
Okay, good. Thank God. All right. So yeah, how did food figure into the story?
So I was 16, I want to say, my little brother 13, and he just royally pissed me off. I don't remember exactly what it was about, but I was heated. But I had pulled a Hot Pocket out of the microwave, and I was on my way out the front door, and he was just yelling something at me from the kitchen, and I chucked the Hot Pocket at him, and he ducked down and smacked my mom right in the forehead.
Oh, no.
I mean, was it a hot pocket? Because those normally take about 2 minutes to cool down.
Yeah, it was toasty.
Did it explode over her head?
It was a splat.
And what is your mother's reaction when she gets hit in the forehead with a hot pocket?
I don't know. I took off running.
Was it a ham and cheese or was it a pizza Hot Pocket? Do you remember?
It was a pepperoni pizza Hot Pocket.
Okay. Yeah,
classic.
And so she never punished you or anything when you got back?
You know, we just didn't talk about it.
Okay.
All right.
We will not speak of the Hot Pocket incident under this roof.
I would have handled that completely differently as a parent.
If I got hit with a Hot Pocket?
Yeah, you know it.
Oh, man.
This is not going to be good for anyone.
Yeah. They, like, in their brain, if they just saw a Hot Pocket commercial, they break into tears. The wrath of all things would come. And in the end, you feel ridiculous because you're like, you know what? Really, I'm having a temper tantrum because I got hit with a Hot Pocket.
Yeah, and the worst part about that is that you wasted the food.
And
like, not that it's wasted, but you want to eat that. You know what I mean? It's
pepperoni one, sure.
You want to eat it, unfortunately.
Hot Pocket was always like an in-between meal.
Right, it's what you ate when you knew you were hungry. It's the thing that, like, you heated up and then stood in front of the fridge with the fridge open, eating the Hot Pocket, trying to figure out what you want to eat.
Yeah, and, like, as a kid, like, you got to come home and there was, like, a Hot Pocket or something, and then maybe you eat a bunch on it while you're doing homework.
It was a good time to be alive.
I wish as an adult I could come home and somebody's like, here's three chicken wings till we eat dinner later.
Yeah, exactly. Here's some pizza rolls.
Right. Like, oh, thanks.
Yeah, six pizza rolls. How does the food figure into the story? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Anthony. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
How you guys doing today?
Oh, I got that rash again.
Still?
Still.
Yeah. But thank you for asking.
Oh, of course. All right. So my story, it took place when I was about 14 or so. I just finished eighth grade, and it was like right before freshman year started. Me and a couple of my friends, we live up in Lake Stevens, and there's a store called Tom Thumb. And it was like 3 in the morning, and they're all wired. Yeah, Tom Thumb. It's a really nice store for what
Ted
it is.
Ted loves Tom Thumb.
What is Tom Thumb all about? I don't know if
I know nothing about it except that Ted loves it.
And I wear the sweatshirt all the time.
Yes,
number
you
one,
do.
It's thumbtastic.
Yeah, I ended up getting a shirt too, just to show my love.
Okay,
for
well,
Tom
what are they? What do they have? What do they have in the Tom Thumb?
Tom Thumb has everything. Number one,
it's just like a convenience store. It has a little bit of everything.
They had the red like way back in the day.
Okay.
And then they have Miles. They it's like what you grew up with. There's chicken fingers in the bag.
Yeah.
You guys like the Tom Thumb.
Fantastic.
They got fried chicken.
That's all you
got
to tell me, man. Like, oh, hell yeah. You got hot food in the bag, brother. I'm in.
All right.
You're right. I should have told you about that one first, huh? All right. So.
Well played.
It was like 3 or 4 in the morning, and us three were all wired, and we're like, "Hey, let's go for a walk." So it's about a 5-minute drive from my house, but it's a like hour long walk. So we're like, "All right, let's just go." And it's pitch black. We get there, we're still wired. We get all of our snacks, and I think me and my friend Jonah, we were throwing a football around in the parking lot just to blow off steam before we take off. And this guy walks up, and my friend Charlie, he's sitting next to me, and he's not even, like, paying attention to the situation. He's just eating his food, right? And so Jonah and I, we have to talk to this guy, and he's like, have you seen this, like, I forget what the car, I think it was, like, a silver Ford Taurus or whatever. He was like, have you seen this car? And we're like, no, we just got out here. And he was like, okay, thanks, have a good day. He's wearing basketball shorts, but he pulls out a sawed-off shotgun and loads 2 shells as he's walking away. So where the food comes in, my friend Charlie... I don't want to say he's fat, but I love the kid, and he's eating an Abba Zaba bar. And I don't know if you guys know what those are, but yeah, they crunch whenever you eat it because it's like hard taffy.
All right.
So he thinks the shotgun shell's being loaded in. It's just him biting down on the taffy. So he has no idea that this guy just walked away with a shotgun. And my friend Jonah and I are like panicking at 14 years old.
Yeah, I would be at 44 years old in that instance.
Your buddy thought that was the sound of him chewing his Abba Zaba bar.
What is an Abba Zaba bar?
It's like taffy.
You've seen it before, man.
It's got like a, what's it, like yellow and black, like checker on the side.
Okay.
You've seen it. You weren't happy about it maybe at Halloween. You've seen it.
Also, it's something that I would never eat.
I don't think you would like it.
Okay. How does the food figure into the story? 844-999-OLA. Hold the line. More of your calls coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
OLA, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Connect, a man doubling down on his deep-fried defense after he was ticketed for distracted driving last year. Recently telling local news outlets he spent $1,000 on attorney fees to help contest his $300 citation. The citation... Jason Stiber's argument is as straightforward as it is tasty. The officer who pulled him over on April 11th mistook the McDonald's hash brown in his hand and the one he was eating for a cell phone. I've never in my 21 years as a criminal defense lawyer, and that's all I do. I have never seen such a minor case engender such disproportionate attention. It's a big deal to my client, but small potatoes in the grand scheme of things. Our question, how does food figure into the story? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Bryce. Welcome to the men's room. Goodbye, Bryce. Hello, Daryl. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, OLA, the men I worship every noon to make me laugh.
OLA.
I got a great story. It was my first wife. We got into an argument. It was about the 8th year into our marriage, and... she wouldn't argue back with me, so I went over there and was yelling in her face. Next thing I know, she spit all the spaghetti onto my face, which now pissed me off. So then I took the bowl of spaghetti, picked it up, threw it, basically took the back of her head and the bottom of the bowl and kind of met the two in the middle there and rubbed it in her face. Then we were throwing food everywhere, all right? And then the next thing that happened was that she threw a glass at me. Well, that pissed me off, so I go over to the dishwasher, pull out the bottom rack, and throw all the dishes at her. So now we're just fighting along.
And this is a perfectly normal interaction in your world.
Yes. At that time, it was. I was young and
like,
dumb.
For real. That, like, things could escalate. Look, it started with she's not arguing back, so she spits spaghetti in your face. You face plant her face into a bowl of spaghetti. She throws a glass. You grab the entire bottom rack of the dishwasher, throw this, and this is par for the course.
She doesn't want to fight with you. She doesn't want to get upset, but you need to argue, so you escalate the situation.
I have my old man's anger that I've been able to keep calm.
How many times have you been married?
Excuse me?
How many times have you been married? You said your first wife.
Yes, I've been married to my second. I've only been married twice.
Okay, good.
All right. So, you know, and then at the end of the story is what happened is that we sat down to take a breather, right? And as we're sitting there breathing, she goes, hey, my folks are going to be over in a half hour. So now what we got to do is clean this thing up in a half hour. So we come together as a team, clean it up. Problem is I don't have a ladder because I have vaulted ceilings. So I have to put her on my shoulders so she can clean the ceilings. And then as soon as we got done, boom, the bell rings and her mom and dad come in. So that one I was safe on. But then after we got, you know, we decided after 20 more years of marriage, so we were married for 28 years. And so at the 28-year marriage mark, we decided to go ahead and call a truce and just say, you know what, it's not going to work.
Yeah, you figured that out by the 8-year mark.
For 28 years.
28 years. And that's a normal interaction.
How does the food figure into the story? 844-999-OLA.
OLA. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.